You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the book of Acts. We're going to start chapter 16 here in a moment. Some quick info on this ministry. Here it is Tuesday now, at least Tuesday when this is playing on the radio. Maybe you've downloaded the podcast earlier because you have liked our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. I encourage you to do that. If you're on Facebook, search for WGOD Radio, and you'll find occasionally I put some devotionals up there. But always, I put all these podcasts up there and the sermons which you hear on this program, which I preach at the church that I pastor, they're uploaded usually by Sunday afternoon. And these radio teachings and programs are uploaded usually the same day I record them. And Saturday morning right now when I'm recording this one. So once again, that's WGOD Radio. The website, one of the websites, WGODradio.com. My New Testament Bible is available at majoritytext.com. I use that many times in the teaching. I believe, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying my Bible. I believe the Majority Text Bible is the closest representation to the original autographs spoken by God. That's what I believe. If you are on a quest, because there's so many different, you know, if you get a good Bible, you see this one doesn't have this, this one's got that, this, that, and the other. You know, how can I get my hands on the original wording? What did God originally say? That's one of my quests I've been after for 20 years now. And I believe I have found the answer to that, and that is through what's known as the Majority Text. If you have a New King James, you'll notice in the margins a capital M, standing for Majority Text. More on that some other time. Perhaps we'll do a program on Bible manuscripts and the trustworthiness of your Bible here in the meantime. Well, also, too, I want to invite you out to church here tomorrow, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We are starting a brand new book. That's 2 Peter. We just laid the groundwork for the introduction this last Wednesday. Now here this Wednesday, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, and we'll be here for 3 or 4 weeks. Then we'll be in the book of Revelation for Lord only knows how long, a year maybe. Wednesday nights from 6 to around 7:15, you are invited. Love to see you for 2 Peter. Now here today, we are Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Now we just had the Jerusalem Council in our program yesterday. We notice that there's a change in the law that's taking place. The Pharisees got all upset and said, hey, look, you have to be circumcised in order to be saved. Because that's what the Old Testament said. You were utterly cast out and cast off and out of the community. If you weren't circumcised, you were not a part of the family of God. Now, is that going to carry over into the new? And the apostles said, no. Why do you lay this heavy burden on these which neither us nor our fathers were able to keep? That's not a part of the faith. The faith is believing and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the faith. There were some other rules here that they gave them. abstain from sexual immorality, from things polluted by idols, from things strangled, and from blood. Those things were transcending covenants, old and new. The commandment about strangled and blood, that goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 9. That's a command he gave to Noah, not Moses. That transcends all covenants. So does sexual immorality. That hasn't changed. There's many things in the New Testament warning you that if you are engaged in sexual immorality, that is, if you're living with your boyfriend and your girlfriend, if you are involved in sexual relations outside of marriage, you'll never see the inside of heaven. You will never enter the kingdom of God if you practice that. That's many places in the Bible. Let's start with 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Okay, let's move on here today, though. Acts chapter 16. Now, they're moving on here from this Jerusalem council. Now he came to Derbe and Lystra. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain woman who was a Jewess and believed, but his father was a Greek. Notice the but. That'll be a problem with Jews wherever Timothy goes. But his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and he took and circumcised him. All right, let's stop here for a minute. Now, look at the reason why he circumcised him. It says here, because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. But he didn't do this in order to get right with God. We've already established that. Long ago in this, that neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith working through love. Paul's not a hypocrite. This is what he said. Circumcision means nothing today regarding your salvation. It's faith working through love. Now, Timothy's testimony would not be considered by Jews wherever he went if he was to remain uncircumcised. So that's why they did this. Verse 4, and as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep that were ordained of the apostles and elders, which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Now, here's a couple of notes I have here on Timothy. Now, Timothy, whose home was in Lystra, was of mixed parentage. His mother was Jewish and his father was a Greek. Probably Timothy had been converted under Paul's ministry during the apostles' first visit to Lystra, 1 Timothy 1:2. Some suggest he had been led to the Lord by his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, 2 Timothy 1:5. At any rate, he became Paul's protege. Now, because of Timothy's good reputation, Acts 16:2, Paul wanted to take him along on the journey, probably as a helper as Mark had been. But there was a problem. The Jews to whom Paul would be preaching the gospel would be offended if a man with a Jewish mother was uncircumcised. So Timothy was circumcised. Apparently he had been uncircumcised because of his father's influence. This appears to contradict Paul's thinking in Galatians 2, 3-5, where he refused to let Titus be circumcised. The situations, however, were different. In Galatians 2, the issue was the method of justification. Here, it's a question of not giving offense. See 1 Corinthians 9:19 through 23. The Jerusalem Council, of course, had determined that circumcision was not necessary for salvation. So here in Acts 16, Paul acted as he did for the sake of the ministry, not how to be justified with God. So, okay, now verse 6. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they wanted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit would not allow them. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. Now, Asia is not our Asia today, like China in the Far East. But there's no mention anywhere in the Bible of the message of the gospel reaching China and India. Imagine that, though. The Holy Spirit would not allow Paul and his companions to take the gospel to Bithynia or to Asia. And yet, as I read on this, this area here included Colossae and Ephesus and the seven churches of Revelation. You see, it just wasn't their time yet. Paul would go there with the gospel. It's just not yet at this time. Now remember what Paul wrote in Galatians 1:15. He said, when it pleased God to reveal his son in me. You see, when it pleased God, and not a moment before that. So instead of Ephesus and that area, Paul gets a new direction of where to go. Verse 9, now a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and asked him, or prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. Then after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothrace, and the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, and a colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was customary to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, then come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. Okay, so let's stop here for a minute. Paul was going to take the gospel to Colossae, Ephesus, all of these other areas. And the Holy Spirit stopped him dead in his tracks and said, no, you're not going to go there. You're going to go into Philippi. Or first, let's say, after he was obedient and did what the Lord had commanded him to do, then he got the vision. Then the instruction comes. First comes obedience to what the Holy Spirit leads. First comes obedience. Then comes the new instructions with what to do. The Holy Spirit said, don't go. They said, okay. After they had made the decision to be obedient to the Lord, then came the instructions on what to do next. Next was the Holy Spirit was going to send Paul and his partners here to Philippi. And a whole bunch of things are going to take place here in Philippi. We're going to pick it up here tomorrow. Next thing we're going to look at here tomorrow. Now, what happened is we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. That's where we're going to pick it up. Actually, the spirit of divination, the Greek word there is pythonos. Spirit of Python is what this is in the Greek. This is what we're going to pick it up here. Spirit of Python. We're going to look at how someone that's possessed with the spirit of Python can get up and say, these men are telling you how to be saved. Follow them and what they tell you. Imagine that. Someone possessed with a devil is telling you the correct way how to be saved. That is where we'll pick it up here tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth.